Police say they have beefed up security at vital sites, including a fuel refinery, and are checking vehicles and setting up roadblocks to ensure the execution of the three men convicted for the 2002 Bali bombings is not disturbed. Followers of Amrozi Nur Hashim, Imam Samudra, and Ali Gufran, who is also known as Mukhlis, have vowed to launch revenge attacks after the executions take place. The men, all members of the regional terrorist group Jamaa Islamiya, were sentenced to death 5 years ago for planning and carrying out the bombings on the resort island of Bali that claimed the lives of 202 people, many of them foreign tourists. Sydney Jones, a terrorism expert at the International Crisis Group in Jakarta, says she does not believe the Jamaa Islamiya organization or any breakaway cells have the capabilities of staging another major terrorist attack.
I think Nourdin Mohammed Top, who esteems Mukhlas very, very much, would probably like to do something in retaliation, but I really don't think that any of the groups in Indonesia now have the capacity to pull off a major attack in retaliation. So I think we're more likely to see some act of emotional mob violence at the time the bodies are buried.
Malaysian fugitive Nourdin Mohammed Top is thought to be the mastermind behind the 2002 Bali bombings, and the authorities believe he may be hiding somewhere in Indonesia. The Indonesian government has arrested over 300 Islamic militants linked to Jamaa Islamiya over the past few years, effectively shattering the terrorist group. But Jones says while the terrorist organization may be down, it is now looking to rebuild, especially through the younger generation.
I would say right now, JI isn't interested in bombing and is only interested in rebuilding the organization so that if there's a threat of violence, it's not likely to come from JI as an organization. But it's not a spent force because we've got about 40 schools run by JI where JI children, that is children of JI members now in their teens, are learning some of the same ideological precepts that their parents learned.
Indonesia is a secular democratic nation with the world's largest population of Muslims. The vast majority practice a tolerant, moderate form of the faith. Nancy Emilia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.